begin the grand daf Masechtas Baba Basra daf Hey. Begin with Al. Begin with Tosfos Maslo. So it begins with the words which actually belongs on the previous Amud. Hagah, it's an edited comment. Kasav Svarim, what's written in the text. Aval Makiv, but the Machlekes, the Gemara says between time of coming of Yesi, is regarding if the Makiv gets up and he surrounds it. Lo Yav Leiv Demeiravias. So then, Tanakhama holds that only if the Nikiv did it. But if the Makiv did it, then we're only going to obligate him in the fourth son. So this is a kasha. Difficult. Why? Because the Menalon, where does the Gemara get this idea that according to Tanakhama, that if the Makiv gets up, the Nikiv is chayv at least in the fourth one? Where do you know the Yovelay fell the mayor base? How do you know he even has to pay even the value of the fourth wall? Dimalo Yovelay Klal, maybe he doesn't give anything, even not the fourth wall. And Bechay Mashem, it actually sounds like this, prepare kids to regular, the Gemara will become the Chotam base. With the Gemara's Medaik from the words of Reb Yesi that. The Gemara says over there, and the Bach adds on the words, the Gadur Nikiv. Yeah, the Nikiv. That, yeah, if he goes ahead and he makes the fourth wall, okay, then you can be Chayav Hamakapata, but if the surrounding person does it, is exempt. You see from the Zenon of Zelichasa, where, look, the Makiv did it, and although the Nikiv is benefiting, but the Makiv is not losing anything, that Pater. So the one who has done the Nikiv is exempt. The Gemara rejects it. No, Shai Yosef there is different. Domalei, because he tells him, Lididi, Sagalib Natir Bazuzi. For me, that's not even Zenenda. I would have been enough with just paying someone a Zuz to go watch it. Now, one thing we see is that's the reason why the Nikiv would be potter from Tashlumin when the Makiv surrounds him. So that claim could be a reason to be exempt even from paying even the fourth wall. So maybe that's what the Tanakhama holds. However, you could reject that you could say that that the reason why the Nikiv is pata from paying the walls when the Makiv surrounds him is because the claim of the Nikiv is that it would have been enough with a fence of thorns because ledidi sagali b'netira b'azuzi that. To me, it's enough to protect it with something very cheap. Therefore, yeah, he's exempt from assisting with the four directions. Of Lervius, you say, yeah, but the fourth one he has to help. There's nobody that wouldn't help with the fourth one. Because now he's going to be surrounded with all four sides. And therefore, that would make you chayiv, at least in the payment of the fourth wall, and that's what the Gemara is saying that the Tanakhama holds that the fourth wall you do have to pay. Next test master begin with the words Gemara. The Eloi, if not the Inna Loch Kravuna Alib Reb Yosi. I'm gonna, he says to Runya, pay at least what he's asking from you because if not, I'm gonna make you pay the way Reb Yosi holds according to Rav Huna that the Nikiv has to pay with everything that he fenced it in. It seemed a little bit. He wasn't like just trying to intimidate him by saying this. But like coming from the fact that he didn't say that if not, I'm going to take away your house, as the Gemara brings Baba Kamad of your base. I'm going to hit you with a thorn that doesn't draw blood, as the Gemara says, from a base, which is like putting mechayim. So, because it was just intimidation tactics, he would have said something scarier. Now, so it says, "Avgav the Luva Gazal Zon." The Gemara took it up. Lamed Amad Beis Amash Moshmul says, "Lahanu Dimin Zavne Asa." To those who would sell the myrtles, Ashvul Zibenaychu. Yeah, guys, even at your pricing, be lying if not. Dershin Lecho Krib Tarfin. I'm gonna expand Allah Chalekrib Tarfin. And by the way, the Gemara wants to say over the direction of Lafchidim Hoyoyim Mekain. He was actually just saying to intimidation. So you see, it's the same idea, saying Allah like someone, but he didn't really hold like that. So it says Halacha Nira, but here it seems Allah is really that he actually held like this. The Pesach Rashi, which is the way Rashi explains all the Girsas, Kedaprisha is like the way we explained before. Void, moreover, another proof is, when the Kamalei, even the fact that he told him Zil Faisei, go and appease him b'may the fayis with what he'll be appeased. Mashma tzalik, because the min adin ha'ilay yaseh. Truthfully, halacha mandates that he should get more because he actually does hold like Rav Huna Leib Rabbi. Look, he was ready a piece to take less. Definitely take what he's willing to do for you, because so that's also another right. It seems like that really he was deserving of getting more, and he actually held like the halachic and not just intimidation. Next, Tais Master begins the Gevara. Abar letzala v'chulu, which etc. It's abar letzalola. So says Tais Lepirish are conscious. According to Rashi interpretation, the Rashi explains Rav Safra was asking from Ravina to have Rachmanis on Runya, to leave him to buy the field because he was a pauper, and just like he wanted to remove Runya from the field because of Bar Mitzvah, because of Asisa Yesh Batayim, then you should also do Yesh Batayim, and leave Runya, the pauper, to buy the field because the leather maker, the pauper, needs this money. On this interpretation, Makshar Bein Tam asked, but how does this make sense? Imra Rachman Bedin, but the Gemara tells us in Ksubita Pedaud, we don't bring in mercy in regard to judgment, and if halacha allows it, then what's this like? Ask like Rachman is here. Where does that come in? Boy, moreover, the Kamar, where the Gemara says that Sab Ravina Lesluke, Ravina was thinking about removing Runya because halacha b'metzer. Now, Mashma, the wording of Saba sounds like Shatar Ravina made a mistake, but according to Rashi, didn't make a mistake. It's just he was asking him to have Rachmanis. But more of a mashach can high maisa. Where does this story even come into the flow of our Gemara? As Chase explains, imishum da'ibra Ravina Runya. If it's like, oh, because we happen to be speaking about these two characters, Ravina and Runya, well, nice and nami maisa damakabu. Then bring a story. The Gemara brings vamakam dafkof tesamin elves. Where Runya shasla de Ravina, but where Runya was the sharecropper of Ravina. And actually, hanach treyov did the shmaiten. These two stories over here, nice and nami maisa. The Gemara should have brought over there. But more of another question is that Sala, who oyer is actually leather, not the shoemaker, because I mean like the Moses my kundaf chabzayin menaf. My dargish is arsa detzala. So you see that it's referring to the leather itself, which a bed made out of leather. So, when Rabbi Tam, it says a different shot, which in this shot will answer all the questions. That actually what happened was, is that there's up an ara amitzra d'ravina. This Runya bought a property that was on the boundary of Ravina. Hainu, meaning, Ametzer Oisim Sadis. This was at the boundaries of those fields that we just mentioned before in the Gemara, the Akfi Ravina Marbaruches, that Ravina had around this property. He was surrounded it on all four sides. Ravina Metzer Megimel Ruches, and so Ravina was a Bar Metzer on three sides, but Runya Menorach Achas, and Runya was from one side. Now, so what's going on? So what was the claim, if that's the case? So Tais says, wait a second, I got the Mamakabalov, the Gemara says, Mamsidab Kafchazim Bez Han Arbi Bene Mitzra. If you have four people that are on the four sides of a piece of property, the Kodmcha Menai Bezavin, if one of the five Mitzras went first and bought it, my Bezavin Zav Mordi bought his board, so then if Runya bought it, what was the claim of Ravina? The Kamakam, however, Sava Ravina, that's why it's like Sava, he made a mistake, he thought Lesluki that he would be able to remove Mishmash Mitzra Megimel Tzadr. Come on, it's not just like a regular Bar Mitzvah. He's on three sides. V'runya Rek Merukachas is only a one side Runya. On that, I'm the Rav Safra. Safra said to him, Ami Inshi, people say, Arba Litzala. What does that mean? Pirish. La'er Gadol, for a large piece of leather, Tzoklim La'abdin, you have to give the leather maker Dal Zuzi, four Zuzi. And V'dal Litzalala. And Ur Cotton, for a small piece of leather, claim in other words, Tzoklim in a cotton, you have to give for a small size, Kamayim in a Gadol, just like from a large one. Because it's just so much effort in the small one as it is a large one. Ah, so that's the Mashal Chanam here also. My time did my Metzra, what's the reason my Metzra Mishra Mishra calls it as a Samuchan, that all the guys feel should be near each other. Shuch L'chosh M'vazach Zeke Plan One Shad. L'kachu Metzra Meruch Achaz. So he's also on his boundary on one side. K'matam Megam Meruch is like it is for you on three sides, and therefore he has just as much as the right. And therefore the Gemara B'Metzia applies to him. But Rabbi Avram Pirish, the Rebbe Avram, he explains the Hach Ara de Zavin Runya Amitzu Dravina, this property that Runya bought on the boundary of Ravina. Hainu Ametzra de Eisen Sadais Shahaya Runya Orispet. It's actually, like the Gemara that we brought, it was actually on the boundary of those fields that Runya didn't even own. He was a sharecropper on. Because I mean, like the Gemara said, as we said, the Gemara brings over there and Bamitziam, Runya Shasla Ravina, but Runya was a sharecropper of Ravina. This word Rav Sava said to Ravina. You're right. All the runya has nothing in any ownership of property over here at all. Since he's working on the Tariya Metron, he's also like a neighbor. People say, which means to say, you have to pay for it, so it's for the leather. And just as much, you have to give it salala, meaning so the craftsman that works through the piece of leather. So just owning it, and the guy does the work. And the sharecropper also has just as much rights, and therefore he's also considered by Metzah, and therefore he got to it first, and he also has by Metzah. Next says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, above 4 amas, then if the wall collapses and one of the partners builds it higher than 4 amas, so we don't obligate him. But if the other neighbor then goes and builds a wall opposite it, then he has to pay for the additions that's above 4 amas. And regarding that addition, that's what the Mishnah says, b'cheskesh le'nasin. We presume that he didn't pay the partner for that yet. Which Chase explained, Iris Toma Kagun the Adina, where we know the Kodim Chadva Arts Lechavi, that the story went that one of them had appeased the other one to pay up, and v'hoyah misarv, and he was refusing. K'demash malishna, like the wording sounds like imachay ben, I say they were not going to obligate him. That means to say because one guy wanted to obligate the other one. So it says l'kachem v'irfav b'chesk shalei nasan. That's why there's a presumption that he didn't give it yet, and v'in zorg l'hamad b'maisachaz. We don't have to explain that it has anything to do with the partner that built the wall, that he made a chazus to prove that it's his, that he built the wall. No, it's simply that the guy was claiming it from him, the guy was refusing, and therefore that's what we're saying, that we presume that he didn't give it until we know otherwise. The next text, Master, begins with the words of Gemara, Apishle Nasan. Mishnah said that if the partner built a wall opposite the wall of his friend that he built above 4 amas, even though he didn't put the roof between them yet, but even Apishle Nasan Tikra, even though he didn't put the roof on Megangla Bazakal, we make him pay for the whole thing, even what's above the Dalet Amas. Now, even the Avakab Dezen and Nevzalei Chazapata, although when one guy benefits, one guy doesn't lose, is going to be Pater. So, over here, that, especially since he didn't put a roof between them, so the guy who made it is not losing. So even though the other guy's benefiting, why should it be Chayiv? So it says, here it's a different principle. Mekam Malkam, however, keeping the gully dight to the Nichle Bagba, since he's revealing his intention by making an opposite wall, that he's pleased with this guy, what he did above the Dalet Amas, so Chayiv, that's just going to be Chayiv. This sounds like it also from the Gemara and Babakamad of Chavim Beis. The comment of the Gemara says, time of the Nikif, that Gemara is a dike in the words of B.C. in the previous Mishnah, regarding a person that his fields are surrounded by someone else on 3 sides, and he fences it, and the Nikif is Pater. But if the Nikif gets up and he does, 4th wall, then he's Chayiv on all 4th, then he's Chayiv. But Hamakiv Pater. But if the one who surrounds him did, he's going to be Pater. Says Gemara Shemam, and we see from the Zen, and Zalichas a Pater, that even though he's benefiting, since the other guy's not losing, he's Pater. Even so, I mean, we see it's a case of Zen, and Zalichas a Pater. Even so, because I'm a Nikiv, when a Nikiv does it, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. Obviously, not based on that principle, obviously, because the principle of Gali Daiti, the Nikhle. Kay Nerli says, that's how it appears to me. Or Inami, another part you could say, is Hach over here. Actually, Zechasu, it's not Zen and Zalichas, it's actually Zechasa how. Because originally this neighbor actually is the one who caused them to have to elevate the wall more than Dalet Amas. That he shouldn't have Hezegriya from him in any way. So though that itself might not obligate him, but now that he's benefiting from him, so it's actually qualified as Zenen, the Vizechas. And that's why he's Michaev. Next says, Matzah begins with the words Zimara, Kabeya Zman Lechabeira. Shlokot told him, if someone lends someone at a set time to pay up his debt, the bar is not believed to say that he paid up his debt within that time frame. So Ayn Marie the Re says, Davka Kaveh Zman, that's specifically the set of time. But in general alone, even though we don't assume that a person's gonna necessarily pay up, but we don't consider, although it's Stam Havah Shleshim Yoim, but since you didn't set a time, so we don't say that within 30 days would be considered Tech Zman. Next test must begin with the words of the Gemara. Uba bizmanai, and it comes on time. V'omar, and he says, Perdaticha teichznani. I paid it within my time. There was that halacha b'shlakish that said where if there's witnesses, which places wants to qualify this, as been earlier received to be, Shesh Edim Shechayev Loi. There are witnesses that that he owes him the money, and of a couple of his money, and that he set a time frame. Because the lavachi, if that wouldn't be the case, then we actually should believe in Shepardach's money, that he paid it within the time. The meager, because it is a claim, the ibay, if he wanted to, Amma, he could have said, Lohi Bisi Leklum, you didn't lend me anything. Or look about Lishon Mizman, you didn't save me any time. Which, therefore, then you are believed because there's no Toys money. So, therefore, it must be that we have witnesses. Now, the Kaman Mibayle, later on, the Gemara asks, as we continue to base, Iyamrina Bimokam Mokam, Iyamrina Migam Mokam Chazaka. If we say that a person believed to say a migui when there is a chazaka, and but here, it obviously must be talking about that we're going like that migui would be believed in welcome chazaka. However, it says, but we cannot prove from it that the sluggish holds that if someone lends his friend money with witnesses, and you don't have to pay him back with witnesses. Because if you did, didn't we just say that you have witnesses that there was a loan and the guy's making a claim, but obviously there's no witnesses, if the witnesses, then he would be believed. No. Because the you could say that maybe it's Tomar Beishal Bo, Shalay Be'edin. No, really the loan was without witnesses. Which is that he admitted to him in front of witnesses. The Philemon, the one that says you have to pay back in front of witnesses. That's only when he actually lent him the money from the witnesses from the beginning. Where he didn't trust him unless in front of witnesses. Then he has to pay back in front of witnesses. But if we know that he owes him from witnesses, so then you actually don't have to pay back in front of witnesses. So that wouldn't prove that point. But then it's going to say, you should be able to prove from here, that if someone lends someone, I mean that the borrower should not be believed to say that he paid up a teichazman, even if he has a migui. Why? The boyi amar praticha ato. Why is it that the borrower is not believed to say that he paid within this man? Why can't he say migui that he paid him right now? So obviously that because it's a migui neged chazaka, which my reader says no, it's not true. The whole loy chashav migui, it's not really considered migui. Keeping the marriage that came me b'yom achron shel zman, since we're talking about it's the last day of the date of when he had time to pay back. Now, I mean to start paying back. So that b'avik of miskin b'shili dashol. Although the gemara comes at the end of pekach shalom above mitzvah of kaf beis on beis. David inish to par b'yom the mishlam zimnei that a person generally would pay up in the day when his time is up. Kamakam ain't zemiga, but that's a taste answer. That's not a miga that he could say, oh, I paid now. L'chatzav inish l'mem p'ratich ayayim. It's called migdu chatzav. A person would not be so audacious to say, I paid you today, when the guy, what do you mean, today? I know for sure he didn't pay me. But it is normal to say, I paid you a week ago, a few days ago, but you forgot. That's not so chutzpah, but to say I paid you today, that would not be a migui, and therefore that's why you can't prove that you don't say a migui negative chazakah.